It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. She's just another slap who won't tolerate liberal crap. Former White House Strategic Communications Director Mercedes Schlapp. He's so dapper, his pocket square has a pocket square. I'm not kidding this time. That's pure seersucker. Host of Making Money on Fox Business, Charles Payne. You may recognize him from carrying Rob Schneider's luggage. Actor, writer, and comedian, Jamie Lissau. And finally, she's like a shell casing, tiny, brassy, and often found at crime scenes. Fox News contributor, Kat Toop. Charles, welcome to the show. We're both wearing fuchsia. Is this fuchsia or purple ties?
When it comes to colors, I'm in the 7 crayon box I grew up with. They invent new ones all the time. I don't know. So it's in the purple family.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Apparently, we should have called earlier and worked this thing out. I feel like there's and maybe I'm wrong because I have been wrong in the past rarely. I feel like there's an implicit agreement between politicians, people in power, and perpetrators. You keep it to yourself in your neck of the woods, and we'll look the other way. Like in Chicago, as long as you don't, as long as you stay in this side and you don't come over here, we're going to basically let it go. Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy. Ironically, in Chicago, some people say one of the reasons it's even gotten worse is because of gentrification. The black neighborhoods have gotten smaller, or the Hispanic neighborhoods have actually shrunk. So the turf wars are more intensified. And again, they look the other way. You know you can get away with certain things. I got to tell you, growing up in Harlem, I witnessed murders, attempted murders, stabbings, and you always knew someone would either, A, not go to jail, or go to jail for a very short period of time. And this was in the 70s.
Yeah.
So this has been around for a long time, blaming guns instead of the person. And I love what you said about the education system, because that really is the root of it. From the very beginning, these subpar, watered-down BS educations that essentially are saying, we think you're too dumb. Mm-hmm. And so we're not going to pressure you. You'll read Dick and Jane all the way to 6th grade. And by the time you're in 12th grade and you're about 4 or 5 grades behind, we'll make you a Faustian deal. You won't be able to compete in this society, but if you vote for us forever, we'll give you housing projects, we'll give you more food stamps, we'll do this for you and that for you. It's nuts. It's worked for the Democrats for decades. I think it's starting to fade a little bit with younger generations. I think people are starting to see through this. Older generations, it kind of works, and that's why Clyburn was able to elevate Biden in, because older folks remember when it was really, really tough.
Right.
Younger people are saying, hey, I want to start a crypto mining company. So it's not working like it did before.
Right. That's basically, school is basically a holding pen for kids, Jamie, do they have crime in Alaska? And is it committed mostly by bears?
It's a lot. We have a lot of bear-on-bear crime.
Yeah. As long as they keep it in their colony, it's
okay. Then who cares, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It is weird how different our laws are, though. Like, even common laws, like cell phone driving laws or whatever. Like, in Alaska, it's different. We have a law that states if you're talking on your cell phone and you're driving and you see a policeman, you have to put your phone down for a second. That's the law.
That is the law.
Isn't it just so much bad news, though, man? I feel like every time I come back, it's like more and more crime. And in these big cities, I just want to say, so many murders and stuff. I want to say, if anybody sees that I'm performing in any of these cities, if you want to come out to my show, I promise an entire hour where there will be no killing.
I'll just let you sit on that one. Yeah. You're now you spending more time in New York. Are you worried when you're here?
I'm not worried. I don't mind. I don't know. I'm honestly, it's like I worry more about, did you notice that, like, you walk down the street and you can buy, I want to know what's going on with, like, the weed situation here. Like, it is so crazy. You can just hand out, is that a legal thing, or is it that they're doing it and no one's enforcing it?
I don't know. I don't even know what you're talking about. I have no clue.
And so we're gravy.
I have no idea. What's weed?
We generally go to the church.
Yeah.
And we usually before, and then we help the kids, the orphans.
Right. Well,
this weed business is not our purview.
Well, the going to church is like the time that we, for ourselves.
Yes, exactly.
To reflect, because we're so busy helping the kids.
Yeah, helping the kids. So I think, you know what, if you want to talk about your crazy pot stuff, you take it somewhere else. You hippie. Mercedes.
Yes.
If you look at how liberal mayors are dealing with crime, you'd think they were on the KKK payroll. Because it's basically, they don't care that blacks are killing each other. Like, that, it's just insane. Like, and that they could just assume it's gang stuff.
Yeah, and these liberal mayors, I mean, it's all about identity politics for them. But it's the identity politics of taking down the cops. Yeah. Their goal is to demonize these cops. That's why you've seen so many of these police officers leave their line of work and really not be able to serve these communities. And I think for the Democrats, I just don't get it, because they're going to get crushed in the poll in these next elections, because the polls are showing that crime and public safety seem to be two of the top issues right now. And I got to tell you, I mean, I hope Jamie's putting on his ticket stub that, you know, killing is not going to be part of his show. I think that's going to be a helpful thing. But I think
it's usually word of mouth.
No killing.
Yeah.
But I think for the Democrats, it's definitely a big loss for them. But really, Charles talked about education. It's about the family at the end of the day. That is the core. When you have destabilized family structures where the parents are not there for the children or even the grandparents, that in and of itself, and we can't even talk about fatherless anymore, because you can't talk about father or mother. Only on Father's Day can you talk about fathers. And, you know, it really, that's a centerpiece of it as well. We can rely on the education system, but it starts at the house to be able to really build up kids
but if
of
you've
strong
lost the
character.
If you can't do anything about the house, that's like the first 4 to 5 years. If you don't do something before 16, then it's gone. So it's kind of like, if we can just get them sooner before they're out of high school, that might help.
Maybe just getting them out of the womb would be a good place to start.
There you go. Yeah. Right. Speaking of, last one. Kat, I want to bring you've been watching the Supreme Court very closely since the early 70s. So they ruled today that preventing school choice families from taking their kids' taxpayer-funded education dollars to religious private schools violated the free exercise clause of the First Amendment. Meaning that they're backing school choice.
Yeah, of course it does.
Yeah.
See, I could be a Supreme Court justice.
I've said this.
Like, you're really lucky to have me sitting right here when I could be on the bench.
Exactly. What's your solution?
Well, I think that all these people wouldn't really have to try that hard to learn from their mistakes, which says to me that they must be trying to not learn.
Right.
Because you just have to pay a little bit of attention to know that this isn't working. Because they know that it's failing. Yes, it's important to hold police accountable, but you also need to hold criminals accountable, realize that property crimes are not victimless, and realize that violent criminals are not the types of people who deserve leniency.
Right.
Having to notice that they failed and admit that they failed would have to be the first step to doing something different. And apparently that's more important to them than bloodshed on the streets, which I think I have different priorities.
Yeah, you do. And it's definitely
I'm staunchly anti-bloodshed.
Yeah. And it has you have no interest in this thing called weed.
Mm-mm, no.
Jamie, no. Why do you bring this poisonous talk?
It's honestly insulting to me.
Yes.
And my integrity to talk like that in front of a lady such as I. You know,
I'll tell you what made me think of it is, like, I don't know if the pandemic hit anybody else. Like, I gained like a little bit of weight during the pandemic.
Yeah, I noticed.
And it goes. and it goes, I swear, I did edibles every night for 2 years. But you know what? It wasn't just weed. It was just things that were edible.
Yeah. All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Americans have had plenty from the candidates of 2020. So why Americans aren't euphoric about candidates who might be prehistoric. For the next presidential race, Americans prefer a newer face. A new Yahoo YouGov poll found that most Americans would rather see a fresh face in the White House than see either Biden or Trump run again. Respondents also said they'd like to see a fresh face on Nancy Pelosi. 64% said that Biden should not run again in 2024, opposed to 21% saying that he should. That's like one in five want him to run. I bet if they had a time machine, they'd buy tickets on the Titanic. Meanwhile, 76% of independents and 40% of those who voted for him last don't want to see him run again. 55% said that Trump shouldn't run again, whereas 31% think he should. In a head-to-head matchup between the two, Trump still had a three-point lead over Biden, 42-39%. So at least if we can't get a new face, maybe we'll get one that's not covered with gravel from falling off a bike. But really, if what America wants is a fresh face, these guys should just do what Kilmeade does, spend millions of dollars on plastic surgery. Still looks ugly. Mercedes. Oh,
poor Brian.
He's not up right now. I got to ask you, okay?
Yes.
Because I'm going to put you on the spot.
Oh, gosh. Where's the weed?
Wow. DeSantis.
Yes, I didn't say that, okay?
If Trump was in the picture, it would be a shoo-in for DeSantis, I think, because this guy, he's young, he's incredibly effective. DeSantis, if you had to choose. Am I DeSantis?
Look,
or Trump?
I really do think that Trump will go and announce earlier than people expect to try to clear the field. I don't think that will necessarily clear the field. I still think you're going to see Republicans jump into the race like a DeSantis, like a Tom Cotton and others. A Nikki Haley could be a potential as well. Pompeo. They are not going to step aside necessarily. They're going to wait and see what happens. Because remember, the target will be on President Trump's back. You have the media trying to attack him continuously, trying to continue to censor him. And then secondly, you've got the Democrats that want to put him into jail. I mean, this is what we're dealing with, the new reality. And so it just to say, this is too soon to determine where this is heading. However, I will tell you, Trump has a very strong, strong, loyal base mm-hmm. that's going to stick with him throughout this process.
Charles, this is true, but we won't know how strong that base is till we see how his the Republicans he's been backing in these races are, right? That's going to tell us something.
They've done extraordinarily well overall, though, I think so. The ones who haven't have been mostly flawed candidates, to be honest with you. He's actually brought a few flawed candidates over the finish line. So his power base, there's no question about it. You know, it's interesting because if you remember the last election, it was all about how young and hip the Democrats were.
Right.
Remember, they were like young, hip,
and
they were like, you know, multiracial. And it was like, and then all of a sudden, it's just two old white people at the end. Like, yeah. What the hell's going on? You know, like we're going to show the world how young and hip we are. It was between someone 80 and someone 83. And they're like, oh.
Amazing. It is amazing.
We always say we want someone young and fresh, but. Push, come to shove, I don't know.
Yeah, you don't want to push and shove these guys. Jamie, do you have elections in Alaska?
I wish I could elect to not live there anymore.
What would be good for you as a comedian?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, as a comedian, it'd be fun if Biden ran again. But mm-hmm. I think that's the one thing we can all agree on is, like, Biden should not run again. It was like 55% of people think he shouldn't run again. I think it was like 99% think he shouldn't bike again. I think DeSantis is fun. He did so good. Florida was such an interesting thing. I like how Florida, like, with COVID, Florida went, hey, you know this whole COVID thing? We're going to skip it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Florida treated COVID like it was a MacBook update.
Yes.
They just go, we're not going to do it. But you know what I was thinking about, though, for if Biden runs again, which would be fun comedically, you know when they show pictures of the president going into office and then they look so much older
yeah.
when they come out? What is the work? Biden has nowhere to go.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? It's going to be a before picture and an afterlife picture.
Oh, come on, it's a joke.
That's a joke.
It's a joke.
It's a joke. You know, Kat, there's this thing. I get fooled into thinking, well, you know, the Dems and the media, they're going to go lighter on DeSantis if he becomes the nominee. But then I remember they were just as vicious to Mitt
Romney.
Remember
binders full of women?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. It was like three weeks of.
Yeah. And the dog on the roof?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm sick of, like, people running for president who want to run for president. Because that already, like, means you're kind of a psycho. Right. Actually want to run for president. Mm-hmm. I want somebody who does not want to be the president, mm-hmm. who just kind of, like, gets up there, doesn't really shower, and is like, yeah, I'll just leave you alone. Yeah. I'd vote for that person.
Who could that be?
I don't know.
Who doesn't bathe?
Well, I mean, I don't wash my hair on the weekends.
Oh. So you're throwing your wig
No, because I'm not yet. No. It's, first of all, it's not a wig. It's about a pound and a half of extensions. So get it right.
Yes.
And no, I wouldn't want to be the president. I think that if it's like you want power, then that makes you weird. But also, even if you want to look at it in another way, if you want to do something to change, I don't want you to do anything to change the world. I want you to leave me alone.
Well, there you go. True libertarian. All right. Out of time. Thank you, Mercedes Schlapp, Charles Payne, Jamie Lissau, Kat Timm, our studio audience, Fox News Tonight with Evil Shannon Brindis next. I'm Greg Gutfeld. I love you, America.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.